Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everybody's having a great day. And we're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of July 13th. Now, if you love chocolate, this event is for you. Dardanelle is hosting a chocolate festival on July 13th at the town's community center. Now, it is chocolate, chocolate, and more chocolate. Businesses and groups serve samples of chocolate, anything chocolate, sweet chocolate, bitter chocolate, salty chocolate. But the cool thing about this is proceeds from the event go to benefit needs within the community. So you're eating great chocolate and helping out a great cause. So check that one out. Now, our friends at the Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View are offering Handcrafted Evening in the Park on July 14th. You can join the staff for an enjoyable and relaxing evening in the park. You can visit for the whole evening or during concert intermission, because there is a concert that night. The craftspeople will have special treats for their special evening visitors, and admission is free to the Craft Village for the evening, so bring family and friends for a wonderful experience. Now, the Lower White River Museum State Park in Des Arc is hosting a soap-making workshop on July 14th. Believe it or not, making soap is as easy as following the recipe. Participants will learn the art and science of making lye soap using the cold process method and get to take home the soap you create.
Nice.
Now, you know, one of the things that we have here in the Arkansas Delta region is Crowley's Ridge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know a lot about Crowley's Ridge. So Village Creek State Park in Wynn is offering the Mystery of Crowley's Ridge on July 15th. You can learn how Crowley's Ridge came to be. You can join the park interpreter to find out the truth as participants explore several myths that have been passed down through the years about this unique geological formation. And the event also includes a hike along the infamous ridge. Now, of course, we are in July, and July is a great month for day camps offered by our Arkansas State Parks. So if you know a youngster that loves nature and loves learning more about it, our Arkansas State Parks throughout the area are offering summer day camps. You can check out arkansasstateparks.com to learn more about locations, dates, and more information. Now, speaking of information, to find out more information on these events and everything going on throughout our state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel to Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.